is it?
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Abitroff in the Creation Light Shift. And boy, tonight, Saturday night, live on the Light Shift. We'll be going there in about 5 minutes. And a lot of people love it because they feel better afterwards. So if you're brand new to the program, listening for the first time, you go to the energy that created you. This is source energy. And we call it a light shift. If this was in the time of Jesus 2,000 years ago, he'd be calling it Father. So when you go there, you request one healing. We'll be on the light shift for maybe 15, 20 minutes typically. And you're in the present moment, and they do healings with you. And that's just how simple it is. You're bilocated out of time. You're still here physically. You're not going to realize that you're not here unless you happen to see the light beings or the different rooms that you're in for healing. And you must request healing each time because the light always sees you in perfection. They will never judge any creation. That's why the light never channels through anybody. So that might be new to some of you if you haven't heard me say that before, because the light cannot channel, because if it did channel, then it would be in judgment, because what's coming through somebody may not be exactly what they want to have conversed, and you know how languages change over the years. So they don't channel, they don't bring forth energies through archangels that people say they channel, or readers and this and that. That doesn't happen in the light. The light only works in the now. No predictions from the light. The light's only in the now. Just need one book, one page, and that's go within. So let's do an emotional clearing to help people out if they had any situations today. And then we're going to do a mind to heart drop. This is on the website also. If you want to have some sample healings, go there. And the mind to heart drop puts your awakening consciousness in the mind. Remember, the mind is controlled by the aliens. And you want to have that energy dropped into your heart so that you're out of the time-based reality and at zero point. So here we go, dropping down. We'll do that first, and I'll do an emotional clearing. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So you should feel more heart-centered. When you're in your heart, you cannot have a negative or positive thought. In fact, when you're in your heart quite deeply, we'll say, and you're really connected well with your spirit energy, you will not have any questions at all to ask. So that's very interesting. So here we go. Do an emotional clearing to help you out a little bit. So I'll just clear some energies from you, because then you have to get back into your head to figure out what's going on. But here we go. Emotional clearing. And your body will benefit by this here. So I'll just pick a trauma that happened today for everybody. Here we go. Releasing that. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. There it's gone. Okay, let's go to the light ship, everybody. And this part of the program will not work on the archives. You have to be live in the moment with me to go to the light ship. But the archives will have the energy there of peace. So let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And when you have that light beam up, we're going to bring in peace energy. Scroll down maybe an inch or so on your scroll bar till you find the light beam. Here we go, bringing the energy in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, the males are with us now. So we're going to go to the light ship. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, just think of them with. Or some people like to even hold their animals and pets, so you can do that. If you have any trees around you want to have healings on, or you want to energize some flowers that you may have in your house, you can do so also. We're going up. I'm going to count to five, and you will feel the energy all around you physically change. So here we go. We're going to the light ship now. One, two, three, four, and five, and you're there. Let's go into the first room, and Since we probably have a lot of cold weather happening, we'll go into the hot tubs first. And if you wish to have your body temperature increased slightly, you can request that. If you're in a really warm place, you can actually have it get reversed a little bit too. But typically, I think most people live in cold areas here. And we are, at this time of year. So here we go. Right now, we're in a hot tub. We all have our own hot tubs, not like in the 70s, where people get together, maybe even in today's times. But we're all separate, and we have our own doctors working with us here. And the energy in the hot tub this time is a brown energy. So here we go. And the hot tubs are used to detoxify our bodies. So here we go. Request a healing now in the hot tub. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Next room we're going into is a room, and I'm seeing people with joint problems. So we're going to see if we can help you out with your joints. And we'll do a little sample going into the quarantine room. We do this on the call that we're having tomorrow, 8 hours in length. And this is where the little alien critters come into us. These are the caterpillar energies. So I want everybody to kind of move their body a little bit, see how your joints feel. If you have a stiff joint, then just see how it feels afterwards. And this is the rooms in quarantine. Remember, when you have darkness in you, you can't go into the light ship, because you would not exist. Light only allows light to come into it. And here we go, taking away these caterpillar energies from our joints. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So check out your joints right now and see how you're feeling. See if you have any more movement in your joints. Maybe it won't hurt as much. We'll go into another room, and this is a lot of people's favorites. This is a large amethyst crystal geode room. The room is probably about 15 foot in diameter, with thousands of little crystals in there that will help us out for healing. Each one is a conscious energy. So here we go. Request your healing, and we'll see what they can do to help you. We're in the amethyst crystal geode room, so here comes the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll go into one other location here. And a lot of people like to go into the room where they have elephants. So we'll go into this room here, request healing, and we'll have some baby elephants coming to us. Remember, they have to pick and choose a life form, a life blueprint to come into. The spirit energy comes into form, and the form is what's helping as the conduit to heal you. So these are the little baby elephants coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And for all those out there who are cat and dog lovers, we're going to go into those rooms right now. So you may feel some little puppy feet or little cat paws on you doing healing. They're coming to you right now. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we have a request for the green energy room. So here we go. There's different colored rooms that we go into. So we'll go into the green room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You can probably feel the green energy. And just because it's green on the light chip does not mean that green energy down here would work the same, okay? And let's now go into another room. And I want to go into the room where the deers are. So we'll go into this room here. Normally they'll tell me what room they're going into, but I want to request the deer room where the little fawns are. Very precious. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another request here for the tree room. So these are very, very large trees. They're probably about 300 feet high. Excuse me. And the diameter is quite large, okay? So just think of a big tree, probably larger than what you see on this planet here. And we're going into this room where all these trees are. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember to keep requesting your healing for one specific thing because they always see you in pure divine perfection. That's the way the light is. The light does not judge any of its creations. And that's good because you can finally understand why the light's what it is. Only judgment comes from darkness. And let's do another room here. We'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. And also we have one for unicorns. So we'll go into the unicorn room also. So two rooms at once. We're all in the same rooms at the same time anyway. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And another request, we'll go into probably a couple more rooms before we come back here. And the request is to help to clean out your heart. So let's go into the circulatory room in the light ship. We have this clearing too on the website. And if you do get that clearing, I would strongly recommend doing the unlimited on that and do it probably 2-3 times a day. So this is a circulatory room. Request your healing. Could be a heart blockage, a heart condition, anything dealing with your veins, capillaries, arteries, etc. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. That feels very good. Let me see what other room we want to go into tonight. We haven't been into the penthouse for a while. So the penthouse is at the top of the light ship, and we're able to see the stars that are created from the light. They're much different than the ones that are down here that I think are just presented from alien timelines. And that's interesting. So anyway, these are real stars. So here we go. And request your healing. You may actually find a particular star that you'd like to look at. And they don't give mind control like the ones here do. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, I'm yawning. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into a bird room where all the little birdies are. And there's all different rooms there. You can have your own choice. I want to go into where the small hummingbirds are. So that's my request for myself here. And you can go into whatever room you would like with the birds. If you have a particular bird you like, it'll show up for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. That feels very good. And we'll give you a little sample for a minute here of the light infusion chamber. We'll be having that back in New York here as I go to the New Life Expo in Manhattan at the New Yorker Hotel. That'll be the 18th, 19th, and 20th. So we're going to go into the light infusion chamber for a minute. Going in there right now. Here comes the energy. Request one healing. Stronger, 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 stronger. I'll just keep doing stronger for a minute here. Stronger, stronger, request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we're coming out of the light infusion chamber right now. And we'll do one more healing room. This will be the rainbow waterfall room. So here we go. You can see all different colors around you. And coming into this room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that feels pretty good. And again, more of this water energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, everybody, I'll let you stay in this room here for about a half a minute here. Definitely request your healing. And your healings that you had tonight is between you and the light being doctors. So we're going to start to come back right now. I'll count to five. Your animals and pets and your plants, garden, flowers are coming with you now. Coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you're here now. You're probably going to feel the energy around you actually change. So get up, walk around, see how you feel. And you should normally feel much, much better. We'll see if our co-host is on tonight. So, Annika, are you out there?
Yes, Ron, I'm out here. Hope you can hear me.
Loud and clear.
Oh, good. I had to ask because I have a new headset on. So, very good to hear that. And welcome, everyone, and thank you all for being on with the Creation Light Chip and having this wonderful experience of going to the light ship and experiencing the rooms and the healings and that sort of thing. It's just fantastic, Ron. Thank you so much. And welcome everyone who is on the Fast Chat. If you're new to this show and you haven't heard of it before, you can join us on the BBS Fast Chat. You can put in anything you want there, like comments of what you feel and that sort of thing. So since we were in the room of the light infusion chamber, Ron, there is a question that somebody asked for, and that is basically, what is the difference? Because some people can go to see you at the New Life Expo in March 18, 19, and 20. That is in New York City. So if you're near there, you can go to the New Life Expo and experience the actual chamber that Ron will have with him. And that is quite an experience, and I really recommend it. And then you also have it online, and you actually have it as a clearing, Ron. So what can we tell somebody, what is the actual difference with this?
They're both very, very similar. If you have a chance to go into it physically and you're around the expos that I go to, by all means, go in it. But if you happen to be in a location where you're not, you know, on the east or west coast, where I normally go to for the expos, then your only opportunity would be to go on to that clearing online. But if you can go into it physically, the nice thing is to watch people when they come out. And almost all the people kind of, for the newcomers, go in kind of skeptical, wondering what it's about. And they normally always come into the chamber as a referral by someone else. And typically they're referred by the different vendors that are at the expo because they know all about it. So they do come and they say, gee, what's this about? And they ask normally, you know, a few questions. And then they go in there, you know, they're kind of skeptical what's going to happen, you know, mm-hmm. which is, you know, probably true with most people. And then they come out with a big smile on their face. And I would say most of the people who can sense something will normally up to pay another $20 to go in four more times. So the cost on it is $20 for the first time. And then if you pay another $20, which equals $40 total, you're able to go onto the light ship for four visits. And, boy, it's incredible. You need to naturally walk around after each time you go and after each session. And if you happen to be at an expo, by all means, you know, if you want to really have some wonderful healing, do the unlimited, you know, and go into it. You know, most people come to the expos that I see normally 2 days, sometimes 3 days. And, you know, come into it. You know, if you come like on a Saturday or a Sunday, then, you know, plan to come into the chamber maybe a half a dozen times each day, which is what I recommend doing. So after 10 times, you're almost floating. You feel so much better because all that energy is taken away from you of negativity normally that you don't know that you've had. You feel better. Your eyes are brighter. And, you know, the first time through, you're smiling. So your body knows what's going on. So anyway, if you can't go into it, do it online. So back mm-hmm. to you, Annika.
Yeah. And I wanted to also tell you, if you are new or you haven't heard that much from what we're doing here and you want to connect and listen to the archives, there's so many archives. If you scroll down, if you go to creationlightship.com first, if you haven't been there, you will see a lot of information. Scroll down on that page, and now I'm kind of looking here, but it's under the radio shows. You will find archives, and there are several different ways you can listen to archives by listening to bbsradio.com and sign up for them. And then there's archive.org that you can listen to for free. And you can also listen to the Ask One radio shows as an archive. And yes, that's just They might not be totally updated all the time, but still, it's still similar information on there anyway. So you will always get what we're talking about. It doesn't change that much. So it is the same thing. And questions and answers, we have a great document for questions and answers. That's also on the website. There's also some archives on the questions and answer calls that you can get to on the website too. So lots of ways to find information. And so how much is the unlimited? Gail was asking Ron, and I don't know. I'm actually can't see it right now.
Okay, yeah, the unlimited is $100. So we have a lot of people who, you know, like to do that. I can just tell you my experience with the light chamber. When I first went in it, when I initially first had it set up and I started it off to see how it's going to work, I had this surge of energy go through my body, which I thought was very nice. And it's about a 5 or 6 minute session. You have four sessions that are about a minute and a half apiece. And then we break for about 10, 15 seconds, and we do the next session. That way it allows the energy to integrate with your body. And from my own personal experience, once I go into it, normally halfway through the session, I start feeling the energy get into my body. Now, for most people, it may take them a whole session. For myself, I don't necessarily go into the chamber that much. I might go into it maybe four times during the whole expo because I'm so busy. In fact, one of the expos only went into it one time. And I went into it the night before we tore down the booth. And I was in there for probably 3 minutes, and I got all my energy back. Now, you have to remember that if you've ever been to an expo, and if you happen to be an exhibitor, you know that you get all these people's energies around you, talking to you all the time. And it can be kind of draining. Well, in the light chamber, instantly you're put back online fully with most of your energy back to you. And so for myself, I just love it. And I like watching people when they come out of it. Even men understand what it is. So normally men are kind of skeptical too, but some come in just for blind faith or their wife drags them into it, you know. And they love it too because they feel better. One person went in, but I can recall, he didn't know anything about it. He just heard about it and said, I'll spend the $20 to see what it does. And he had a backache one time, came in, went out, his backache was gone. And he goes, well, I don't believe this, you know, because I had this thing, it's been hurting me for the whole day, and it's fixed. So that's kind of common for a lot of people. But the first time through, when you go into the light infusion chamber, that cleans you off. And I try to mention to people to watch people around them, you know, and a lot of times... almost always, we have people in front of the booth waiting to go in for the unlimited, or they're just kind of hanging out, talking to other people, seeing how great the experience was. And I'll pick those people out, and I'll say to somebody who is brand new, who hasn't been in there yet, I said, look at this person here. They just came out of the light chamber. Their auric field is right to their body. Their eyes look clear. They don't have any of this, like, fog energy around them or haze, like a smoke screen. And then I'll pick somebody else in the room. I'll say, look at this person over here who hasn't been in there. And you can look at them and you can see the difference in them very, very easily. You don't have to be psychic. Just look. And most people, when they see that, they go, yeah, I want to have this experience too. And then they come out and they'll look at other people too and look at themselves. A lot of people can see better afterwards. Remember, you're looking through all your crud, okay? So your auric field is contaminated full of all your stuff. And that can also affect your vision. And people do actually have better eyesight sometimes from going in there, not just having the crud taken off of their bodies that you're looking through, but your eyesight can get improved. I'd say at least a third of the people easily have better eyesight when they leave the chamber. A lot of people have commented that they come out and they don't have to use their reading glasses any longer. But I really can't make any claims like that, but that's what people have told me. But the chamber is just wonderful. People, you know, look for me whenever I go to an expo, and they want to go back into it again. Some people only want to come to the booth to see me, you know, to the expo. They want to go in the chamber, get their healings, and they leave. So that's the way it works. So it's just quite wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Annika.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember when I brought my family, and it's actually a couple of years ago now, but when they were with me at one time and I brought them in, and it was really amazing. I could just really see it on me, on them, you know. I mean, I can see it on me too, but whenever I've been in there. But, yeah, it's just really amazing when you, if you have people that come with you and you actually look at them, it's quite interesting to see when everybody's coming out again. So, yeah, I really, really recommend it. And I really think going with the Unlimited is fantastic as what you get from going in just once. You know, it's really, you really want to take the opportunity and get as much healing and experience as you can while that's there. So really, really recommend it. If you can get to New York City and you can go to the expo there, again, that's the 18th, 19th, and 20th. And that's New Life Expo. Ron will be at booth 223. And Ron, you're also doing the 8-hour intensive conference calls, and they're starting tomorrow. And doing them the 6th, 13th, and 27th, so obviously not the weekend you're in New York City. And for those of you that are not yet on them and want to, you can just contact Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. So that is fantastic. Even if you're working or can't be on it, you could you could actually be absentee and get just the same benefit too. So
if you haven't been to New York, I enjoy it. I have a lot of friends back in New York that I've met by going to the expos. But if you don't know where it is and you go, New York, it's just down from Penn Station, which is connected to, on the upper end of Penn Station, we'll say. See, upstairs is where the garden is, which is what they call Madison Square Garden. So that's how close it is. It's like a block away. And everything seems to go there. If you have a problem, you can always go to 42nd Street. This is on 34th. And on 42nd Street is the Port Authority, and people can get transportation there. And then also you can get on the subway and go over to, you know, Penn Station. But basically it's all very accessible, and it's very, very easy. So what can we talk about here? Anybody on the fast chat here? Let's see here.
I see a question from Stephanie, Ron, and she's asking, when we're on the light tip and we request healing, can we ask for our body or bodies to be restored to full integrity?
Yeah, they'll work with you on an issue, okay? They'll find an issue that you're complaining about, we'll say, and they can work on that. If you knew what all those issues were, yeah, they could do that. But remember, they're not going to put you underneath a microscope to find out what's wrong with you, because who you are is what was created, and your creation is perfect to them. So some people say, well, do whatever you want to do to me. Well, that doesn't necessarily work, because they're not going to judge you and find something wrong with you, because everything in the light is perfect. So you must always, you know, request a healing. This is, once you catch on to that, you realize the difference between the light and the darkness. The darkness wants to judge you, to find things wrong with you, you know, make you bad. The light doesn't care. The light does not judge any of its creations, which means that, you know, what's in the Bible where there's judgment, you know, hello, that can't be the light. So anyway, you know, a lot of people probably already have realized that, but the light strictly works in the moment, has no predictions, and that gives, you know, everybody the opportunity for free choice, free will. So, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and so some of the things we've talked about lately is we've talked about how many of our time and even in the past times have felt like slaves or even been treated that way and that sort of thing, and we might even carry that in the genetic that we carry, unfortunately, with us. And maybe you can mention a little bit. You have two clearings that I know anyway, and one is the slavery clearing, and one is the cultural enslavement release that I know you have online, and maybe you can talk about those, and I'll ask you in just a minute, because I also wanted to add first that also when you're in New York City, coming back to that New Life Expo, I do see here that you have three lectures as you are there as well, one each day. You want to mention something first about that, Ron?
Yeah. Normally when I have the lectures, wherever I go, typically a standing room only at the lectures, which means typically, I'd say 120 people. I'm guessing I probably had 400 people. If you probably have seen the DVD that I had just posted recently from the LA event. So that was a very, very large room. But normally I have standing room only. So get there early and bring some water with, a glass of water, container of water. They do water charging. But yeah, it will be talking probably mainly about alien stuff, I'm guessing. I tend to kind of gear what I'm talking about according to what the audience is there to, you know, want to understand. So it is always a little different. Normally, I need about twice the amount of time that I have to do the lectures because I run out of time, which is just the way it is, I guess. So, and I am doing having two particular workshops after the expo. One will be on a Thursday, which is the 24th, and I believe that's from around 6:30 or 7:30 for probably about 3 hours. And then I'm having another workshop on the 26th of March, and that'll be around the, I think 7:30 is when it starts, and then we'll be going to the light ship for Saturday Night Live on the light ship. So that'll be quite interesting to be there live as we do this here. So if you're interested, I'll have some flyers out there. There's room for probably, it's at a wonderful lady's house who's going to sponsor this for me. And this is going to probably entail maybe about 15 people, I think, maximum. So the cost for both nights, the total is $60. So if you're interested in coming to both, you can. You know, look for my handouts that I'll have at the booth, and it will be RSVP. So what we're going to have now is a sample clearing here, I guess. And we'll do a clearing for slavery. Now, everybody has that mentality to them, because people sometimes even feel like they're slaves to a job. I was hearing a gentleman talking tonight, and he was saying, you know, California has minimum wage for people, and I think he said he's getting $8.50 an hour. I don't know if that's minimum or not, but that's what he was getting. But he says, you know, if I lived in Arizona, which I didn't realize this here, he said that their minimum wage there for waitresses and things is $2.25. Which kind of shocked me. And he says that they expect you to have tips there. So very interesting. So anyway, I'm sure the people would feel more like slaves in Arizona as opposed to California, but because of that low hourly wage and having to really work for that extra money through tips. But I won't get into that, but it's very interesting. I didn't realize that you can go back to, you know, the 1970 pay, you know, hourly wages, you know. So here we go. Let's do a slave clearing. So here we go. Think of something that's bothering you. Remember, the light sees you as perfect. So think of an issue why you think you're a slave. So here we go. I'm going to release that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, look at that issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Kind of heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I need to do one more clearing here for sadness. Okay, here we go. So stronger, releasing this energy from you. Stronger, 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 wow, stronger, heavy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so back to you, Annika.
Am I on? Oh, now I'm on. Okay,
right.
I'm back. So, yeah, thank you. And I know you did the slavery and you did the sadness. So just quickly, then you also have the cultural enslavement clearing, don't you? Let me see here. I have it here somewhere.
Something like that, yeah. So this is where...
So what would that be?
What as far as sometimes you might be a certain race of people, you know, I think the Africans got a pretty bad shake. And then, you know, other cultures, I'm sure, too, other races. But that's, if somehow you feel like because of your skin color, you're being picked on. So that would probably be that type of clearing, okay? So let's do that for everybody. You don't have to be, whatever you are is what you are. And you could be in a neighborhood or even a location where maybe... your skin color affects someone else, or maybe the way you talk, you know, maybe you're, I don't know what to pick on here. I'll just say Irish, we'll say, and you're living maybe in a Puerto Rican neighborhood or something, you know, and they don't like Irish people because you're not the same kind. You know what people are. Everybody judges each other, which should not happen, but whatever that is, maybe your boss doesn't like you because, maybe you're taller than the person than your boss, and they don't like you because of that. Maybe your breed, your race of who you are is tall, and they're a short race, you know. So they don't like you because of that. So here we go. Think of an issue, and we'll clear that. And then, yeah, we have Gail here, Native American Indians. Yeah, they've had a bad shake, too. I mean, here we are probably living on Indian land here, and, wow, they really lost out. So, boy, here we go. So, stronger, and I release some of this energy from you that could be pent up in you from your relatives, you know, the stuff being passed on to you. So, stronger, stronger, and thank you, Gail, stronger, stronger, a little too close to home here. Stronger, there we go. And yeah, this is an interesting from Penny. Most people in the Midwest growing up were prejudiced. Yeah, so let's try something. This would be very interesting for everybody. Remember in the old days, could still be going on now, but we have the North and the South fighting, okay? So, you know, what were your ancestors? Were they from the North or the South? And naturally, if there was any kind of deaths around you in a family, then you naturally projected that onto that particular energy. So if you lost somebody and you live in the North, then you hated the South. That's the way it works. So let's take your cultural genetic history now, which wasn't too long ago, but you don't know what it is because all you know is you may have photographs of somebody. Normally you probably don't have any, but you may have heard stories passed down about, you know, that particular war that we had here, another alien war. So here we go, North and South battle. So here we go. Let's clear away that energy from you. This will be very, very interesting. Doesn't matter what side you're on, we're going to clear the energy. So stronger. And this will probably be the energy toward sadness and hatred. Stronger. Boy, a lot of sadness here. Stronger, and stronger. Okay. This is all energy that's inside of your body that you probably have no resonance to. Maybe you might see a movie, we'll say, of the war between the North and the South, and you might kind of automatically, you know, take sides into that because of your genetic background, okay? Not knowing why, but that could be what happens. And hopefully you've had a wonderful clearing right now from this. I don't have that on the website, but I do have a clearing for special issues. So if you need to have something like this done, send me an email, and I can set you up with that special issue, you know, clearing. So, and it would be a whole lifetime clearing. Anyway, that's, boy. I'm going to do a clearing for people, and this could be either in you now or it could be from your ancestors. So sometimes we have a racist background, which you don't really maybe even know about. So typically, you know, from my generation, you know, there was racism between the whites and the black. Now I'm probably sure there's racism between, you know, the Asians and the blacks and the brown skin and, you know, whatever skin colors are out there, because we have a melting pot here of more people. But when I grew up, mainly it was, you know, in the 50s and 60s, you know, we had racism here. So it was white against black typically. So I'm going to do a clearing for that. And we'll just see if you have any of that energy in you. You know, you might even have married a black or white person opposite to your skin color, and it's fine for you. But your parents and your genetics maybe would not go along with that, but for you, it's fine. But you may still have that energy inside of you, keeping you separate. So let's do a clearing on that here. And if you're a different race of person, then naturally there's probably some other race that could be in there also that you may not like. So here we go. So, and it could even be within your own race, like the people, the Vietnamese people, the North and South, okay, during the Vietnam War. So here we go. So stronger, releasing this energy from you, stronger. And we can also clear away World War II energies too, and maybe even the Korean War. So just whatever you want to relate to, just look at one of those, okay? So stronger, 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 stronger. A lot of sadness here too. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I hope that helped all of you here. You may have had something inside of you which you knew nothing about, and now it's released. So, wow, back to you, Annika.
Wow, some of that was heavy, and thank you. I see some comments here. It's quite interesting, all the comments I saw. Tom, and that moved off my screen here, but it was about the slavery clearing, Ron, and I think he mentioned that that he really felt the relief from that, and other people were kind of saying that too. So thank you for sharing. And I know Penny was asking about, you know, is heaven kind of made up, and are people just going to a new planet each lifetime?
No. The ascension, you choose where you go to. So that's correct, but you have to leave here first. So you have to be able to get out of the mind control of darkness to get into light before you have free choice, free will.
Mm-hmm. So then I saw Larry had a question. If you're in love and you evaluate it, it changes from stress to peace. Can you comment on this, Ron?
Yeah, love is a emotion. So with emotions of love, then you have all the different dualities connected to that. And when that's activated in you, then you normally go through all the different dualities because you need, you know, you get bounced back and forth, plus to minus all the time, because you're eventually trying to seek a balance. And you may not ever seek that, but that's what you're looking for. So that's kind of the problem that people have when they're in love. When you're in the peace energy, then you're in the moment. Then you're a spirit. When you're in love, then you're in the timeline reality of the aliens. So that's the basic difference. Sometimes I might slip and use the word love in place of peace because some people may not understand that there is peace, and that's different than love. But the source energy only knows peace.
Mm-hmm.
Not understand love, because that's duality, that's darkness.
And Randy is asking, where would the body spirit go to when we ascend?
You become a blueprint. So you first become a blueprint of your body and your spirit. And then at ascension time, and when the universe of light is turned on, because everything around that was created by light no longer exists, then you have a choice at that time where you would like to go to. And that's providing that your spirit and your body are found by the light. If you're captured in darkness, then you may not ever be found. That's the sad thing. That's what's happening now, is that the darkness is coming in very, very strong at the end of this 2,000-year cycle, and they want to abduct and take everybody out. I'll just talk briefly here. In my reality that I look out of my eyes with, when I was younger, looking at the stars in the sky, you know, there wasn't really a place in the sky that I did not see stars, okay? The current reality and the timelines that I have crashed, which means that in my reality, I don't have very many timelines. I can see actually spaces, a lot of spaces between the stars, because I'm in a different timeline reality, because I got rid of the aliens out of it that are projecting energies to me from those stars. So if you look up in the sky and you don't see very many stars, that's a good sign for you, because that means that you have crashed and got rid of a lot of the darkness around you. And if you see many stars up in the sky, that means that you need to do some work, because you're still being mind controlled by them. So for myself, I would say that half of the stars are no longer there, because in my reality of consciousness, my stream of consciousness, whatever word you want to use, or the timeline that they are putting me on, that I'm no longer really connected to, but I do have to look out to see the Earth here. So what I look at, that timeline has a lot of the stars missing. So those are alien ships, alien energies, alien beings that no longer are in existence. They got terminated. So back to you, Annika, on our shows.
Yeah, we're coming up to the end here, and some people are talking about prejudice, and some people are talking about entities. And, of course, entities, yes, as you might all suspect, they can be prejudiced, and they can bring that into us. So I don't know if there's anything we can leave with that, Ron, before we have to end.
Okay, so, yeah, I can do a clearing for prejudice. Here we go, and then we'll close the show off. So stronger, like I said, like on my lectures, I need twice the time. So here we go. Our show goes by very quickly. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So we'll be having our question and answer time again next Friday after the BBS Station 2 program. All the other programs are on Station 1. And hopefully I'll see you all on the call tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern. And this is where we get rid of the alien life forms, parasitic things that are crawling around inside of us. And you're going to start to begin to feel better. So blessings to all of you. And if you're around in New York, I'll be seeing you there too. So do come to the expo if you can. And that'll be the 18th on. So see you later, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Annika.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everyone.